This has been Jensen. I'm currently speaking to Nick Jacobs. He works as a grower and partner at Jacobs Brothers Farms at Sterling, Illinois. And he was just recently giving a talk here at this BASF event about some ways that, some advice that he would give to other farmers and what he has learned working on his family farm there in Sterling, Illinois. So Nick, can you break down some advice that you'd give to farmers who are out in the fields that are struggling with certain things that we've seen, you know, different dramatic weather events or, you know, high input prices, and especially drought in the part of, in our parts of Kansas and Oklahoma?
You know, when you talk about weather-related events, you know, having a good agronomist who can help support you. If you talk about the markets, having good crop insurance advisors, good brokerage advisors. I mentioned today that the old adage for farming is that we're a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I think that adage is outdated. And I said today that, you know, we're a jack of all trades and we have to be a master of many. And I feel very sincerely about that because everything's gotten more complicated. It's harder to work on equipment. You know, the equipment's gotten more electrical, more complicated. The amount of tillage practices, the amount of products, whether they be pesticides or seed varieties, the volatility in our markets, whether it be the grain markets, cattle markets, energy markets, driving up our diesel prices, driving up our LP prices for drying down grain. It's a lot more complicated business than it was 10, 20 years ago. My dad never even looked at the markets because grain didn't move more than, if it moved a nickel, everybody in town knew about it. That now markets move a quarter, 50 cents in seconds. It's amazing how quickly the game has changed. And so what I said is you're only strong as, you know, the people you surround yourself with. And you can't be a master of many. You can't be an expert in agronomy and finance. Some people can, but that is a pretty tall order. Mm-hmm. And so what I suggest is that to anybody who's younger in farming, we have it's almost like our desire to try to do this ourselves and try to, you know, we can do this on our own because dad did or grandpa did, but the business is not the same as it used to be. And you need to surround yourself with high quality people that can push you and help you move your operation forward, because to do it on your own, farming has gotten too complicated to really be an expert in all the ways we need to be.
And so what are some different things that you've taken advantage of from other people's advice and you went and put into practice at your farm, and what kind of fruit have you seen from that advice that you've taken?
If it relates to, you know, BASF, like today, you know, those advancements in all your pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, those advancements have been tremendous. And so just people understanding that the evolution of where we were with Headline Amp versus Veltima, specifically related to BASF, it's night and day. And so the evolution of these products on that side, it's hard to stay as informed. And so, again, to put those people around you who are very well educated or well versed on those topics, information, we all know that it's flowing at a rate that we've never seen before. And so just the more data points you're able to collect through more sources, you can go fast by yourself, but you can go far with others. And so that's really what I encourage people to do, is to find that network of trusted advisors, bounce ideas off your whether they be your peers or, you know, you can learn a lot from, you know, our forefathers, and there's a lot of things that they do for a reason, because they probably tried and failed. But at the same time, they never had to experience this rate of improvement that we're going through at this moment. If you look back, I'm very optimistic about this industry. If people look back in 100 years, I think they're going to say that this is the biggest ag revolution since, you know, the plow, the John Deere plow. So we're living in a very exciting time. But if we don't keep pushing ourselves forward, we're going to fall behind.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick. Those were very good words, and I hope people are taking that advice, finding good advisors and things that they can learn from to improve out there on their farms. Well, I appreciate you joining me, Nick Jacobs. Again, everybody, this was here at the BASF event, and this has been Jensen reporting.